Timothy, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you doing today?
I know you're fired up because a performance is coming up, and I know you're looking forward to that. Tell me about Masterworks 5. What is that going to be all about?
Well, this is just this is a really great program, and if any of your listeners have never been before, this would be a good first time to come because of the music that's on there. We have a violin concerto of Mendelssohn that's one of the most popular pieces in the repertoire. We have some music of Wagner that all the film composers look to Wagner for their how to write music. So if you like film music, I promise that you'd like Wagner as well.
And what's also fun about the LSO is the fact that we have local musicians playing right here.
That's right. And our soloist, Melissa White, is actually a hometown girl who's gone out and done great, great things. She now plays in the Harlem String Quartet, which is a critically acclaimed quartet here working in the U.S. But she grew up right here in Lansing and has gone on and had a huge career. So we're excited about bringing her back as a soloist.
Tim, you have had opportunities to go to other orchestras around the country, bigger cities, bigger markets, bigger orchestras. Why do you stay in Lansing?
Well, we're really much on the rise here in the Lansing Symphony as an organization, both artistically and on the business side. You know, this is a very challenging time to run a nonprofit organization, and I'm really excited about the direction we're going as an organization, and also artistically. Every concert, we kind of move to a new level. The musicians are just fantastic, fantastic musicians. And then the other thing, Tony, is that the audience really loves us. We get a really strong turnout, and we've developed a really loyal audience base, and any musician would love that.
What is your impression on what's going with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra? It really has been an ugly situation with that strike. It's tough economic times, as you mentioned. We have the union of musicians who are fighting for more dollars. What's your take on that?
Oh, it's just an incredibly difficult situation. That's the take on it. That you have a city like Detroit that unfortunately is not what it used to be, and not what it was in probably the day that many of those players came in to start with the Detroit Symphony. But at the same time, if you look at it from their perspective, you say, well, this is, you know, we've built our lives around this. And so it's just a really, the reason the strike is becoming such a problem is that it's such a difficult, difficult situation.
Do you see resolution for it anytime soon?
That's out of my area of expertise, Tony. I'm a musician, and I'm not a labor specialist. I hope so, because, Detroit deserves a great orchestra, and those musicians, deserve their livelihood. So I'm hoping that they find a way to get a good middle ground.
You're
probably going to take some compromise on both parties, I'm sure.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. It's 7:49. Before I let you go, Timothy, all right, there's folks out there who are thinking, I really want to go. I don't know much about the orchestra. I've never been to one. I want to take the kids. I don't know the protocol, the rules. Let's give a 101, if you will, to folks who are thinking about coming to Masterworks 5?
Well, first of all, you want to come to the Wharton Center so that you're in the right place. And people always ask me, do I have to wear a tuxedo? No, not at all. There will be gentlemen in coats and ties, but there will also be gentlemen in just a nice shirt and slack. The jacket and tie is probably what you're going to see for most men, and the ladies probably something along those lines. But we'll take, it's come as you are as well. And you can bring your kids. It's probably not a show for really young kids, but certainly teenagers. This is something that they would, that's going to fit into their attention span. It runs, the whole program will start at 8. You'll be done by 10 o'clock or so, And we have a wonderful variety of music, so it moves from one piece to the next. And this would be a great first one to come to. If you've never been before, I really recommend it.
And I know throughout the year, Timothy, that there are programs that the LSO has specifically designed to get younger kids involved with classical music.
Right. We just finished our series where we bus school children in, several thousand school kids, come in and play with us, and or come in and hear a concert that we craft especially for them. And so it's shorter pieces, and there's it's all tied together to a theme, and so they kind of can follow what's going on a little bit better. And we hope that we're planting that seed in them, that down the road they will have classical music in their lives and learn to love that.
And Timothy Muffet is the musical director and conductor for the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. Masterworks 5 is coming up Saturday, March 26th. We're going to give a pair of tickets away for that concert. If you'd like to be involved in that drawing that we're going to have later on this morning, give us a call, 517-393-3700. Timothy, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Tony.